Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 8.
I drove home in a complete daze. Still in shock because of what I'd seen, but clear about what I was going to tell Tony. He was very touched.
You don't know how much this means to me, love. Not just for me, but for both of us. Do you know, I can't even begin to imagine what it must have been like for you in the car with Nick doing that. Where are his feelings? Where are his feelings of love for his mother?
He hasn't got any.
What?
He hasn't got any feelings for his mother anymore. He hasn't got any feelings for anyone anymore. I realise that now. Can't you see it? Of course, he used to love me. But Nick has swapped his love for me for the love of heroin. So has Simon. I can see it now. Real love, a mother's love, doesn't work against it, so it has to be tough love. That's my decision. And I just hope I haven't made it too late to save us.
Of course, it's not too late. I still love you more than ever, you know that. But don't think that tough love is the answer to all our prayers. It'll take time. And we're still in a terrible mess over the money, and you've got to deal with your emotions over the twins, so it's going to be a tough journey. Never mind tough love.
And so I wrote them both a long letter. It was a letter which I hoped I would never have to write. And I ended it like this. I have willingly sacrificed my own savings, my time and nearly my marriage to Tony. Now there is nothing left for me to give you except this act of tough love. I hope that you will both be able to find the way forward in future years. I hope that you will be able to find work
and lead a drug-free life eventually. Tony and I would like nothing more than to have a happy relationship with you both. I do wish you well, but please do not contact me again until you are off drugs, whether that takes months or years. Hold on to the fact that you have been and always will be loved. Love, Mum.
Hello, 6638.
Hello, Mum. It's Nick.
Slowly, Tony and I began to rebuild our relationship.
You know, there's an irony in all of this, love.
What do you mean?
Well, as the twins' heroin addiction grew and grew, you became more and more focused on it.
What do you expect? I am the mother.
Of course. As you say, it's only natural. But I could feel that what was happening was that their addiction was becoming...
my addiction.
Yes. And saying that it had to be me or them was my way of showing you tough love. It was the only way. We had been emotionally blackmailed by the twins. Either we pay off the dealers or they'd get beaten up. Sometimes I'd draw out thousands of pounds to pay them off. I drew out £3,000 from one bank to make up a payment of £4,500 to a dealer. I went to meet a dealer once with £2,000 in my pocket and handed it to a runner because the dealer wouldn't meet me. I used to take an iron bar with me to protect myself. Yes, I'd reached my rock bottom, just like Elizabeth when Nick used a needle in her car.
Heroin had threatened to tear me and Tony apart, but now we were back in each other's arms. Tough love meant that I did not know that things were progressively getting worse and worse. I could only imagine from one day to the next what would become of my sons. Slowly, I trained myself to accept it was now their responsibility to sort themselves out. Had I known the depths to which they sank, I'm not sure how I, or indeed any mother, would have coped.
My life and Nick's deteriorated dramatically over the next few months. We had seriously annoyed our main dealer, and he wouldn't let us work for him because he didn't trust us anymore. We lived amongst the down and outs and even guarded prostitutes' houses when they were doing sex for drugs. We thought that things had started to pick up a bit when we started working for our very first dealer.
150, 60, 80. You're 20 short, Nick.
Here. The car park. Back of the Dog and Gun. What do you want?
Nah,
I haven't got two of each. I've only got the brown. Because I'm waiting for a delivery. All right, so fuck off somewhere else then, you little prick.
Now, 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 Nicholas. That's no way to talk to a punter.
Can I have mine?
A nice little tom.
I don't want cash. I want my stuff.
Haven't got any. I'm waiting for a delivery as well.
What? No. No, you must have. You what? Why haven't you? You know I need...
If I were you, I'd fuck off somewhere else, you little prick. Whoa, whoa, all right, all right. Just my bit of fun. Here. Five of each, okay?
Well, the thing is, I need some more white. I'll be out there all night. I've got punters lined up for the brown, but I need the white for me. I'll pay you in the morning. You know I will. I promise. Please. I need more rocks.
Another five, then.
10. Come on. You know I won't get through on that. Please.
10 rocks for Nick. Only 'cause I like you.
Thank you. Thanks.
And mind I get the money in the morning.
Danielle, your new key worker. Just reminding you we're meeting up tomorrow at 12.
Oh, yeah. No worries. I hadn't forgotten. See you then.
Danielle, it's Tuesday the 5th. I'm just ringing to check you're okay, as you missed our appointment on Friday. I've arranged a time this Friday at 2. See you then.
Hey Simon, it's me. I've got the stuff. Meet me in the usual place. It's a bit short, but you know what it's like. Waiting for a delivery. Yeah, see you in a bit.
Hi, Nick. It's Danielle again. I'm getting a bit worried. Can you ring me? It's been 2 weeks since we met and you know it's part of the deal you meet me every week. Come in and see me anytime. I'll be here.
Before you start asking for stuff, what about my money?
I need two of each. You'll get your money. You know you will. I get my gyro on Wednesday.
I better add, or...
Okay. I'll have it by Wednesday. Hey, Simon. I've just got off the phone. Same place as usual. I can only get two of each. It'll have to do.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Nick. It's Danielle. I'm really worried now. I haven't seen you for over a month. Please let me know you're okay. You must come in to see me.
You've got my stuff. I need it now.
I've got it. Here. Don't forget, you owe me plenty. It's 500 by Friday or you get nothing. Do you hear me? By Friday.
Okay. Bye.
Mind you don't forget.
Hi, Simon.
Did you get me my stuff?
Nah, I couldn't get any. I gotta go.
At that moment, Nick's love affair with crack and heroin surpassed even his love for his brother. Lies, deceit, trickery. Heroin shows no respect for the boundaries of human decency. Guilt, conscience, friendship, feelings, emotions, and most heartbreaking of all, love. Heroin shows no mercy in the wake of its destructive path.
To be continued.